speed of play. It's the holy grail of soccer. Understanding this is the preeminent prerequisite for becoming a smart player. Don't question why. Fast is better than slow. That's just how it is. Your job is to take everything you can already do and do it faster. If you can embrace the idea that fast is intrinsically better than slow, you're halfway home. If you can get an entire team of players to embrace that idea, you're going to win a lot of games. All other things being equal, if I can get the ball from point A to point B with one touch, it's better than getting it there in two touches. Why? Because one touch is faster than two touches, and fast is better than slow. Yes, there are exceptions, and I understand that. However, too often, you play as if the exception was the rule. Let me give you some wonderful advice. If you can get the job done with one touch, don't take two. If you can get the job done with two touches, don't take three. The more touches it takes you to do your job, the slower your job gets done. The challenge for an intelligent player is to do the most effective job possible in as few touches as possible. If you could take a time machine back to your last game, could you accomplish everything that you'd accomplished during that game, but with fewer touches? It would require you to think faster. It would require you to make decisions before the ball arrived. It would require you to perform with sharper technical ability. In short, it would require you to do the things that a better player would do. Too many players don't understand the intrinsic value of moving the ball quickly. Instead of playing a quick and simple pass that will dictate a fast tempo, the simple pass becomes their last resort, after they've evaluated and exhausted all other options. Too often, they feel obligated to make an impact on the scoreline every time the ball is at their feet. Every time the ball finds them, they're searching to find that killer pass, trying to figure out how to win the game right then and there. And because the answer isn't always ready to reveal itself, they get caught hemming and hawing over their options as their team's speed of play methodically dies a slow death. Slow play is the enemy. Slow play allows your opponents to get organized. Slow play leads to turnovers. Slow play loses games. Every pass you make doesn't have to be the pass. You don't have to win the game every time you touch the ball. Sometimes just moving the ball to a teammate is good enough, and moving it quickly is better than moving it slowly. Have you ever seen Barcelona play? A Barcelona player will never be accused of trying to win the game each time he touches the ball, not even the prolific goal scorer Lionel Messi. Barca's players are so patient in possession that at times they don't seem to even realize there's a goal on the field. It can look like they are just passing for passing's sake. The way they meticulously grind teams into the ground with possession has been dubbed death by a thousand passes. But even with all that big picture patience, they still move the ball very quickly with a minimum of touches. So while the whole machine might be perceived as slow or deliberate, the parts are still moving at breakneck speed. Patience and speed are coexisting in stunning harmony. Barcelona's players have bought into this concept. Each player understands the value of moving the ball quickly, and each player knows that if he doesn't have the answer when the ball gets to his feet, the teammate he passes to just might. At Barcelona, speed of play is the culture. It will also behoove you to understand soccer's speed ladder. Slowest, a player dribbling the ball while making lateral movements and fakes. Slow, a player running with the ball, straight ahead, at top speed. Faster, a player running without the ball. Fastest, a moving ball. Nothing on the soccer field is faster than a moving ball. Nothing. The fastest player on the field cannot cover 10 yards as fast as a kicked ball. Neither can you. And this is where you have to make a choice between taking superfluous touches that accomplish nothing more than momentarily indulging your ego and winning. If you want to move the ball 20 yards, you'll be able to do it much faster if you pass it rather than dribble it. And fast is better than slow. Let me add this invaluable tidbit of wisdom. To play fast, you have to want to play fast. It's a decision you have to make before the game begins. You've got to consciously decide to play fast. You've got to consciously decide to limit your touches. Playing fast doesn't happen by accident. It's not going to happen unless you actually decide to make it happen. Speed of play is more than a habit. It's a lifestyle. And you can't live it until you internalize and embrace the concept that nothing is more important than speed of play. Fast is better than slow. Speed of play is what wins games. Smart play.